Today's Tanya for the fifth of Adar Beis, Hey Adar Beis, is on page 454. It's in Perek Lamed Hey, chapter 35. In the middle of the page, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the meaning of the word La Seisei, the virtue and the importance of the doing of the mitzvah, over and above the love and fear of the neshama that the neshama has for the Eibishter. And also the purpose of the Beinoni's existence and of the neshama of the Beinoni being clothed in the animal soul, even though he will never be able to change the animal soul or completely eradicate it. V'hu behegdim loshen hayinuka. So this explanation is based on a statement in the Zohar. In Parshas Balak, a statement of the Yenuka, Al Pasuk HaChacham Einov Bereshit. The Pasuk says, Pasuk in Kehelis, HaChacham Einov Bereshit, the Chacham, his eyes are in his head. So the Zohar says, V'chiba'an asar Einei D'Barnash, where, in what place, are the eyes of other people? The Pasuk says that the Chacham's eyes are in his head, and where are the eyes of other people? Elo kro hochi huvade. So the meaning of the verse has to be as follows. Ditnan, because we learned lo yehach barnash begilui dezeisha arba amis. Shulchan Aruch says that we're not allowed to walk 4 cubits without, with our head uncovered. My taima. And what is the reason that we're not allowed to walk with our heads uncovered? The shchinta sharia audeshi. Because the shchina rests on the head of the person. The chol chacham, einei umilui bereshe inun. And therefore, every chacham, his eyes and his speech are on his head. Bahahu de sharia vekaima aldeshe. What does it mean, on his head? On that which is on his head. His eye and his speech is concerned with that which is on the head. And that is the presence of the shchina. Vekad einei tamon. And when his eyes are there, there on the shchina, Linda, he should know the Hahuna Heda, the Adlika Udeshe, he should know that that flame that burns over his head, it's Zichlamashcha. It needs oil. Just like a candle, the light of a candle needs oil, in the same way the Shechina that burns like a flame on the head of the person, it, in order to continue burning, it needs oil. Begin, the Gufa de Barnash Iupsila. Because the body of the person, being a coarse physical substance, acts as the wick of the candle. Unaheja adlik le'ela, and the flame is kindled above it, and therefore it needs oil. V'shleima malko tzavach v'omar, and Shleima HaMelech in Kehelis calls out and says v'shemen al reishcha al yechzer, that you should not be lacking oil for your head. Actually, on your head. The Hanaheira, the Bereshe Itzich Lamashcha. Because the flame on the head needs the oil. The Inun, and what is the oil? The body is the wick. What is the oil? Inun Uvdan Tovin. The good deeds, the mitzvah that a person does. The Alda, and concerning this, he says, HaChacham Einei Bereshe. Atkan L'Sheinei. Concerning this, the Pasuk says that the Chacham has his eyes on his head, meaning on that which is over the head, the flame which burns on the head, and he has his eye on it, meaning that he understands and he knows that in order for the flame to burn, you need oil. And the oil is the good deeds. And as the Alter Rebbe will explain, why is the, in order for the Shechina to be able to connect to the person, you need good deeds to serve as oil that connects the flame to the wick. But why isn't it enough that the Jew has a godly soul? And the godly soul should act as the oil that keeps the flame connected to the wick. Why do we need the mitzvahs when you already have a Jewish neshama? The example of the oil that the Zohar gives, to be understood properly in this context, the reason that the wick is not enough is not only because it'll burn out too quickly. It's not only that the oil maintains the fire longer, but also the flame that would be caused, that would exist if only the wick were burning, would be a lower kind of a fire. It would be a dark fire, whereas the flame that comes from the oil is a more refined, brighter fire. And that's why we see, Chassidus explains, that there's a flame that burns just above the wick, and that flame is dark. It's blue. Whereas the flame that is up, that is further from the wick, that flame is clear, it's brighter. And that part comes from the oil. Because the oil is a more refined substance, it becomes bottled to the fire and doesn't discolor the fire. On the contrary, it becomes absorbed into the fire. Whereas the wick, being a more physical, a more tangible substance, a lower existence, so it doesn't become bottled to the flame, it fights the flame, and the flame destroys it. And in that struggle, you create the discoloration, the darkening, the blue flame that is near the wick. And the same is true in the Nimshal, that the body, although it too is bottled to the Neshama, but it doesn't produce a flame, it doesn't produce a godliness that is clear. Whereas the mitzvahs, they serve as oil, because the mitzvahs are bottled to the Eibishter. They don't resist the Eibishter. Therefore, they can serve as the oil, creating a godly flame, a godly light above the head of the person. So the shaila is, or the question is, why doesn't the neshama serve the same purpose? The neshama is certainly bottled to the Eibishter. Why doesn't it serve as oil to be able to create this cleaner, brighter flame over the head of the person? In the Hayem Yom, for the fifth day of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Limud HaNigla, Limud HaChsidus V'Aveda B'Payu, the study of Nigla, the revealed part of Torah, the study of Chassidus, and the actual service, the actual Aveda of elevating and refining oneself, Kulam Ki'echad Muchrachim Hema, all of them are equally necessary, crucial. So much so that not only isn't it acceptable that one should displace the other or be displaced by the other, not only don't they displace each other, but they complement each other. As the statement goes, an Am HaOretz can't be a Chassid. If he's a Chassid, obviously he learns Chassidus. But if he's an Am HaOretz in other parts of Torah, then he can't be a Chassid either. Shetzarech liyeis limud hanigwa. So there has to be the study of the revealed part of Torah. Ezehu Chassid, and who is a Chassid? Hames Chassidim Keine. One who does kindness with his master. Shetzarech liyeis limud hachsidus, v'tachlus halimud haleihu ha'aveda b'payo. What does it mean to be a chassid? It means to serve the Eibishter. And that's the aveda that has to follow from the learning of chassidus.